And further, in a posture of prayer, Lord, may the words of my mouth and the meditations of our hearts be acceptable to you and used for our service. O Lord, our rock and our redeemer. Amen. Good morning. Well, I haven't been here the past 2 weeks because I've been with our team in Kenya and Tanzania, and how glorious it was. But I listened to the past two sermons, and Jimmy laid down a challenge, and I am up for the challenge. He said for all of these sermons, he's going to try to choose a song. And it was too late for me to put it in the bulletin, but I have about four songs this morning. Earworms for you, if you will. I'm going to start with a song by Rihanna, 4 or 5 seconds, and she did it together with Kanye West and Paul McCartney. In the middle of this song, Kanye West raps. I cannot do Kanye West, I'm sorry. But here's what he says. Woke up an optimist, sun was shining, I'm positive we can run. Then I heard you was talking trash, I'm on a mystery. Hold me back, I'm about to spaz. Hold me back, I'm about to spaz. Love it, Kanye West. This is the situation that the psalmist is writing to in Psalm 37. Hold me back, I'm about to spaz. It was this past Wednesday. The team was in Nairobi. We were about to start. It takes about 27 hours door-to-door to get home from such a trip. And we left with plenty of time to get to the airport. And I don't know how many of you have driven in these situations where lanes are optional and traffic lights are optional and they drive on the left-hand side of the road and it takes a while to get used to it. And we have given ourselves plenty of time to get to the airport, but about 15 minutes into the drive, we just came to a dead stop. Am I right? It took us about an hour to go 1 mile. I have very good news. I was not driving. Because I was doing Kanye West, I'm about to spaz. We're never going to make it to the airport. I've had it with this traffic. It's crazy. I'm really angry, and we're going to miss our flight, and then we're going to have to drive back another 3 hours. We're going to get on the next flight tomorrow. Our driver was a lovely Kenyan man named Francis. And Francis was laughing. And he was chatting, and he was having a wonderful time with us. And he was not at all worried that we weren't going to get to the airport on time. In fact, and possibly Kenyans save this phrase for tourists because they know of a certain Disney movie, but he kept repeating, Hakuna Matata, Hakuna Matata. That's your next song. Hakuna Matata, kids, you know this, right? What a wonderful phrase. What does it mean? No worries for the rest of your days, right? So Hakuna Matata was Francis's attitude. And you know what? We got there just fine. We made our flight. We got home. Thanks be to God. I believe that this Psalm 37 is someone talking to someone who's saying, hold me back, I'm about to spaz. And they're saying, Hakuna Matata. Here's the psalm. Or, if you prefer Bob Marley, Every Little Thing's Gonna Be Okay. That's the other song. This is a wisdom psalm. It's Psalm 37. It's written in an acrostic. It uses the Hebrew letters of the alphabet. There are 22 of them. There are 20, so A is 4, B is 4, C is 4. And it deals with the age-old question, why is life not fair? Why do evil people prosper? Why bother being good? Hold me back. I'm about to spaz. Here's what it says. Do not fret because of those who are evil or be envious of those who do wrong. Because like grass, they will soon wither. Like green plants, they will soon die away. Trust in the Lord and do good. Dwell in the land and enjoy safe pasture. Take delight in the Lord, and he will give you the desires of your heart. Commit your way to the Lord, trust in him, and he will do this. He will make your righteous reward shine like the dawn, your vindication like the noonday sun. Be still before the Lord and wait patiently for him. Do not fret when people succeed in their ways, when they carry out their wicked schemes. Refrain from anger and turn from wrath. Do not fret. It leads only to evil. Hakuna Matata. Don't worry about it. Fret, as Mickey was telling the kids, comes from an old English word, freton, which means to devour like an animal. When you're fretting, you're being devoured from the inside as an animal is eating you up. It means being agitated. But the Hebrew word for fret very interesting. When we were in Africa, Marilyn Parker gave me what's called an African Bible, which is a different translation than anything I've known. So I looked at Psalm 37, and the translation for fret in the African Bible is do not be provoked. Isn't that interesting? Do not be provoked by evil. Don't let evil make you angry, I think is what it's saying. So I did a little more research into this word, and the Hebrew word is kara, and it shows up in the Old Testament 90 times. And everywhere it shows up, except for the book of Psalms, it's translated as anger. As in, Cain felt this way toward Abel just before he murdered him. Moses used this word when he came down from the mountains with the Ten Commandments, and he saw the golden calf there. Jacob, remember he left his father-in-law Laban, but his wife had stolen the household gods and Laban came chasing after him. Jacob felt this kind of anger toward his father-in-law when he was being pursued. So this is not just passing by, spaz out. This is like smoldering anger. And the psalmist is telling us, don't let evil make you so angry that you're ineffective. Right? So the question for us when we approach this is, what, you know, where am I about to spaz out like Kanye West? Thank you, Kanye. What's making me so mad that I can't be effective as I follow Christ? And maybe it's evil. Maybe it's something that shouldn't be there. But I think it's an important question. We pick it up again in the New Testament in Romans chapter 12. Do not repay anyone evil for evil. Be careful to do what is right in the eyes of everyone, and if it's possible, as far as it depends on you, live at peace with everyone. Do not take revenge, my friends, but leave room for God's wrath. He says it's my job to avenge evil, not yours. So, great. I think each of us knows what really ticks us off, right? When we see something bad out there that just makes us feel smoldering anger. Good advice from the psalmist, right? Don't let that anger carry you away so that you're ineffective. Maybe it's airplane travel, traffic, watching your coworker lie and then get a promotion, political corruption, systemic evil. Don't allow evil to cause you to seethe with anger. Don't let it take up residence in your head in a way that is frustrating. Don't focus on the evil. Don't focus on the evil. Great. What are we supposed to do? Well, the psalmist doesn't leave us hanging. He gives us advice. There are actually things we can do to help us not focus on the evil. How? Well, instead of allowing ourselves to be consumed with anger, the psalmist encourages us to set our minds on God. Trust in the Lord and do good, he says. Take delight in the Lord and he will give you the desires of your heart. Side note, that's Oprah Winfrey's favorite verse. Commit your way to God. Be still before the Lord. Wait patiently for him. Sounds a lot like what Pastor John was talking about in Psalm 1 a couple of weeks ago. Trust in God and do good. Trust and action. Excellent. Have you ever let yourself down? Yeah, good. That's the right answer. Have your friends ever let you down? Probably. Your family? Yes. God? Maybe some of us feel like God is letting us down. But actually, factually, God doesn't let us down. God holds us. Only God is trustworthy. So what is it exactly that we trust about God? The psalmist seems to be saying, don't let evil make you angry. God's got this. Repeat after me. God's got this. God's got this. We ourselves cannot conquer evil. Evil is bigger than we are. But thanks be to God, he's already conquered it. How amazing is that? How trustworthy is God? Trust God and do good. Trust God and do good because God's got this. Second piece of advice, delight in the Lord and he will give you the desires of your heart. Delight not in the Bible, delight not in church. Yes, delight in those things, but focus on God and your relationship with God, right? Because God is good. God is trustworthy. God cares about us. Rejoice in the Lord always. I say it again, rejoice. Philippians 4. It makes sense to love the Lord our God with all our heart, all our mind, all our soul. When we do this, then our desires are molded by God And then we do get the desires of our hearts because we've been shaped by our delight in God. And as amazing as it is that God would permit us to delight in God, Scripture tells us that God delights in us right back in Zechariah, right? God takes great delight in you. He renews you by his love. He shouts for joy over you. There is a mutual relationship that we can have with the one who created us, the one who is trustworthy, the one who delights in us. And so we keep, when we're delighting in God, we kind of don't have time to be angry, right? We can be a little more like Francis on that road in Nairobi than like Brandy on that road in Nairobi. Finally, commit your way to the Lord and wait patiently for him. Peterson translates this, quiet down before God. This is a constant reframe in the Psalms. Wait on the Lord. Wait on the Lord. When in doubt, wait on God. And biblically, John Ortberg says this, waiting is not something we have to do until we get what we want. Waiting is a part of the process of becoming the person God wants us to be. Do you need me to say that again? Waiting is not something we do just in order to get something we want. Waiting is a process that God uses to allow us to become the people that God wants us to be. He goes on to say, waiting is our destiny. As creatures who cannot by themselves bring about what they hope for, we wait in darkness for a flame that we cannot light. We wait in fear for a happy ending that we cannot write. We wait for a not yet that feels like a not ever. But people in Scripture wait a lot. Abraham, 24 years, waited for that son to be born. The Israelites in Egypt, 300 years of slavery. That's a lot of waiting. God doesn't seem to be that concerned about how long we have to wait. But God is trustworthy. And so here's the third song, or fourth song, is it? How many songs have I given you? Three. Here's a fourth one. This morning, every once in a while, I wake up and there's a song in my head, and I'm not sure where it came from, but I say, thank you, God. Here's a song in my head this morning, Alabama Shakes, Hold On. How many of you know it? This is something for you to find. Came out about 5 years ago. Here are the lyrics. It's exactly what the psalmist is telling us to do. Bless my heart, bless my soul. I don't know where I'm going to go. Don't know what I'm going to do. Maybe somebody up above is seeing me through. You got to come on up. You got to hold on. Right? You got to hold on. And then she says, and I never noticed this in that song, you got to wait, you got to wait, you got to wait. I don't want to wait, I don't want to wait. She repeats it several times in this song, and then she ends with, you got to hold on. Look it up. It's worth a listen. Alabama Shakes, Hold On. And Hakuna Matata. So refrain from anger and turn from wrath. Do not fret. It leads only to evil. What a wise writer of this Psalm 37. After spending 2 weeks in Africa and seeing people who are truly affected by corruption, who have a real reason to be resentful and angry. After reading the prayer letter from Hannah Massad, who is now in Gaza, where only 5% of the water is usable and millions of people are really locked into a place, I'm amazed by the joy that I see with Hannah's writing and with the students in Tanzania and in Kenya who have nothing and who could truly be angry, but who have chosen to trust God, to wait patiently for God, to do good, and to wait. Thanks be to God for such a witness, and may God have mercy on us as we attempt to be a little bit more like Pumbaa and Timon and Lion King than we are like Kanye West. Let's pray. Lord, we are so grateful for the way you love us and for the ways that you have given us to follow you. We ask for your forgiveness for those times when we've allowed ourselves to be overcome by anger. And we invite you to show us how to trust you more, how to wait on you, how to delight in you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.